Come.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about your health. Talk about your life. Whatever you're dealing with, we want to walk you through all of it. Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about metabolism, something I always like to get into. Now, metabolism is obviously the workings of your body, the physiology of your body, how well your hormones are working, processing the foods that you eat, and how well your overall hormone systems are working between your pituitary, your adrenals, your thyroid, and such. So, talk a little bit about hypothyroidism. Hypo means low, and if you're ever struggling with fatigue, or you have things like hair falling out, dry skin excessively, and really don't know what to do, always go to your doctor. Let them run some blood work. They'll check all different areas, but they'll also look at the thyroid. If the thyroid's low, it's called hypothyroidism, and it can cause a host of issues. So it usually responds well to treatment, though, just so you know. A lot of good medications out there. Levothyroxine, Synthroid is standard of care. Then, of course, they have Armour, which I'm a big fan of. If you have to do anything, Naturethroid is really good as well. But now, of course, there's some issues that go along with it that I want to talk about. All right, so dry skin can come along with it. And here's some ways to help with the dry skin with when you have lack of thyroid hormone. All right, you can moisturize. A rich moisturizer can help ease the dryness. You can look for the thicker creams, not the lotions. Also, coconut oil is a great softener of the skin, and of course everything you put on the skin, remember about 70% goes into the bloodstream, so you got to be cautious. You don't want to use a lot of potential chemicals that can be toxic to the body. Coconut oil has a lot of great properties to it, very good for the skin, even can be a good sunblock, and it's great all the way around. You want to hydrate as well. Make sure to drink plenty of water and to minimize beverages that dehydrate your skin, such as alcohol and caffeine, advises Benjamin Barankin. He's a dermatologist at the medical director at the Toronto Dermatology Clinic in Ontario, Canada. Turn down the heat, bathe or shower in cool to warm water rather than the hot water. When coming out of the shower, you can pat your skin dry rather than rubbing it, and then you can apply a good moisturizer within 3 minutes to seal the moisture in. You can add moisture to your home as well, having a home humidifier, or even better, a cool mist humidifier in your bedroom is also helpful, he advises. Change your makeup formula if you've been using makeup products. For oily skin, you may need to switch to a foundation for the dry skin. And, of course, you can always get something that has a good SPF number to it as well. Now, here's some other topics that go along with hypothyroidism, which is, you know, a huge, huge deal. Mostly with women now. We're seeing a lot more women than we are with men. But another one is the thinning hair. Now, the hair loss from hypothyroidism is usually quite mild, Dr. Pierce says in a new article. With thyroid treatment, though, the hair loss should stop, and although it should take up to several months, Pierce adds that a genetic case of the hair loss or thinning unrelated to your thyroid could manifest at the same time, so it could be a trigger or it could flip a switch on inside the body. Other possible causes of the thinning hair include changing in certain medications, stress, iron loss, and aging. So the thyroid treatment won't help the hair that's thinning because of other reasons. So if the hair loss or thinning hair is causing you a concern, you should definitely see a dermatologist. For hair loss that's related only to the hypothyroidism, here's some solutions. So you got hair and scalp treatment. So you start over-the-counter remedies that increase blood supply to the hair follicles, or get a good vitamin complex that can strengthen the hair. Silica is actually a really good method to take. Very, very new in the supplement world. Actually, it's old, but they've kind of come out with some new brands of it that work very well at supporting the hair. Change your style. You can find a stylist who can color, cut, and style your hair in a more flattering look that draws the eye away from the hair thinning and can show in different shades and different varieties. You can also consider a wig. Now, hats and scarves and classic cover-ups are great, but for certain events, you might want a wig. You can get a very natural-looking wig. Of course, they style to your taste and that sort of thing. Hair restoration is another one. If your hair loss seems like it might be permanent, consider seeing a hair restoration specialist. This is a pricey treatment, but can help even out your look, even if your hair isn't filling back in on its own. Be gentle, they say, with your hair. Baby your hair. Avoid tugging, pulling, and using harsh chemical treatments, which can worsen a dry, thin appearance. Pick hair products such as baby shampoos that won't weigh down the overall hair. Now, some other issues that go along with this. Eyebrow changes are a big one that you got to be cautious with. And again, it's usually the lateral side, lateral third, as we say, of the eyebrows. And you can use brow pencils, of course, guys. I know this is not something you're going to do. I hope not, anyway. Coping with the eye puffiness is a big one. Puffiness around the eyes can cause hypothyroidism, can take a while to go away until the treatment started. You can stay hydrated. That can help. Drink lots of water and avoid caffeine and alcohol. You can use cold compresses, which can help dissipate the swelling and puffiness around the eyes. And try antihistamines if you know you want to do the whole medication route. The medications might help lessen the puffiness for the short term, and you can choose the non-drowsy formula so you don't feel like you're going to pass out. Coping with a weight gain, because weight gain will come on with the hypothyroidism. Big, big deal, by the way. That's one of the main reasons people actually know that they're dealing with it, is with when the weight gain comes on. So the beauty issue linked to hypothyroidism that gets the most attention and concern, but actually has the least overall impact, is weight gain. So it typically fairly minimal and usually mostly water weight, Pierce says. However, to get rid of water weight and feel better in general, build on Barankin's advice to stay hydrated, eat a varied diet and rich fruits and vegetables and whole grains and lean proteins. Adjust the calories if you need to lose weight, and add in daily physical activity, which can also help boost your energy levels while you're getting your thyroid condition under control. So, I mean, there's a host of things that you can do to keep the thyroid intact and really get it to a place where it needs to be. Great information on the thyroid. So many people struggle with it on a regular basis, and getting it under control is one of the top, or really one of the top things that you can do. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We've got Chris down in Texas that wants to know about what to do with anxiety. Well, anxiety can come in different forms. And, you know, again, if you're having panic attacks, it's one thing. If you're taking medications for it, like a good benzodiazepine, which can be addictive, not real fond of those, like a Xanax, you know, that's another. And it can take the edge off, but it's really not getting to the root cause. So many times when you deal with anxiety, of course, it can just be stress itself and life events that are going on. But it can also be that your diet is a little bit out of whack. And with GABA levels, which is the main neurotransmitter, GABA, that affects anxiety, you want to look at things like almonds, walnuts, cashews, a lot of the grains like wheat products, and also barley, oatmeal, salmon, spinach, beans. A lot of these foods can affect GABA levels. Of course, there's plenty of healthy foods that don't, but those are some of the ones that can. So you can get with a dietitian, get with your physician, somebody that can kind of guide you in that. But look at the research on some of that. It's pretty amazing. 888-283-7272.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements you use to make H2O minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in 3 colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Thank you.
open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Too few kids use fast food calorie info, a new study finds. You know, now their fast food chains are all putting their nutritional information finally where it's easy to read and find. Well, they're saying now that kids who eat fast food at least twice a week are 50% less likely to use the nutritional information than kids who eat fast food less often. And most likely, they're saying those who use the calorie information are girls and children who are obese. And the researchers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention actually said recently in a poll in a study that the findings were important, they said, in the high prevalence of obesity among youth and the adverse health effects associated with obesity. The study lead author, Dr. Holly Wethington, said in a recent journal release, it's encouraging that a large number of youth, particularly those who are obese, reported using the calorie information to be informed. He said this may be a potential to lead toward improved food and beverage choices as a way to manage weight. Although more research is needed to assess whether youth know how many calories they should consume in a day and their activity level. CDC's Division of Nutrition and Physical Activity and Obesity looked into this. And, of course, childhood obesity has tripled in recent decades, partly due to the fast food that is higher in calories, salt, and fat, rather than food prepared at home. The CDC researchers noted and conducted in the study that analyzed these surveys of about 800 kids ranging from age 9 to 18. And the survey was done recently, and they asked the children how often they ate fast food and if they considered the calorie information on the menu to be relevant. 56% of those surveyed were boys, and most of the children were a healthy weight. 13% were obese. So the survey revealed that 66% of the kids said they ate fast food once a week or less, and 34% reported eating fast food two or more times a week. Well, 42% of the kids said they considered the calorie information when making food choices. Nearly 58% said they never used it. And girls were about 80% more likely to consider calories than boys. Obese children were about 70% more likely to use the calorie information. Bottom line is that they welcome the research. It adds to the understanding of how young people and their food choices are relevant, and if they're using these type of calorie counters to even see what they're putting in their bodies. And again, hopefully, we'll educate our kids. I mean, obviously, when I was a kid, we knew nothing about proteins, fats, and carbohydrates and calories. There's two categories: tastes good, doesn't taste good. That was it. And with all that's coming out now, I hope that as parents, we do educate our kids on what's good for them, what's not, what areas of health they should focus on, and understand and educate themselves with. I think it's critical from the overall perspective. So that'll be something interesting as time goes on. Make sure if you're not educating your kids now that you start. And if you don't understand even the labels themselves, educate yourself so you can understand and be an encouragement and leave a health legacy into your children. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com or go into the phones and go to Les. Hi, Les.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's going on?
Well, it's funny. You were actually talking about it earlier, and you're apparently right. You said there's a lot of people with this problem, and it's acid reflux. And ironically, after I heard you talking about that, I happened to have some raw organic, Bragg's out there, apple cider vinegar, and I tried a teaspoon of it, and it actually seemed to help. But, I mean, I do have a Nexium prescription, and I've always kind of thought that what is triggering it is more acidic in nature rather than the lack thereof. So I don't know, I'm some kind of weird hybrid or something. I don't know what's going on, really. But,
So with reflux, have you taken medication for it?
Yeah, I've got a Nexium prescription that I've had for, a few months. I mean, I just started getting this burning sensation in my stomach. It just sort of came on, and it wouldn't go away. And I'd kind of been treated off and on for acid reflux for the last few years. Last time it actually happened, before I got this last prescription, I thought it was having a heart attack. It was like that intense, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it can be really scary.
Yeah, it was. So Nexium helps. I think I just need to stop eating the things that trigger it and go back to the anti-inflammatory diet, which I've done. But I wanted to get some additional information from you because you had said something about a glutamine powder, but there was and something else, hydrochloride, and I wasn't able to get it written down quickly enough. So,
well, there's a couple things. One, glutamine powder can be really good. It's very healing to the digestive tract, makes the body more, the gut more alkaline, which is a good thing. But the other, the apple cider vinegar that you're doing is good, but the foods, you definitely want to cut back on the processed foods, any kind of breads, starchy carbohydrates, they all can really trigger more of the acid reflux symptoms. But the bigger issue is you're not breaking your proteins down. So there's not enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach to really be able to do that. So yeah, I'm with you on getting back to more of an anti-inflammatory based diet, starting there, and then using some kind of bromelain or proteolytic based enzyme to break those excess proteins down. That's a good way to go for sure. But the apple cider vinegar, it can make a big difference over time, for sure. I mean the reflux. Depending on stress levels, there's a lot of different factors. Are things managed in your life very well or not?
I'm sorry, say again.
Well, are stress levels, are they managed well right now or not so much?
I guess it depends on the day. I've got a whole lot of several businesses and a lot of stuff going on, and but thinking back, I mean, I used to do the apple cider vinegar with a half a juice of lemon and warm water, eight ounces every morning first thing, and it really helped, and I've gotten away from that. So,
yeah.
Your reference to apple cider vinegar reminded me that, obviously my memory is not that good either, so.
That's acetylcholine. We can work on that on a different time. That can be built up. Stay off the coffee and increase lecithin. You can get that from egg yolks and supplemental form as well. That can help with memory. But, yeah, getting back to the basics for you sounds like it's going to be a good game plan. Thanks so much for the call.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, get a lot of calls and emails. We've got our wellness provider team that's growing around the country. These are healthcare providers, coaches, practitioners that believe the same way we do. They believe in lifestyle-based, nutritional-based care. You can give us a call there at our normal number, 888-283-7272. Or check out the website, go to MyWellnessProviders.com. We're going to go to the phones now and get to Stu. Hi, Stu.
No matter what hours I sleep or how much sleep I get, or I've tried sleeping less and that doesn't work, and I'm very fatigued all the time throughout the day, and usually when I wake up, I usually have a headache. Probably about 4 days out of the week I wake up with a headache.
If you're getting headaches when you wake up, a big issue with that usually comes and tracks back around to the thyroid. The thyroid, of course, is an important gland in the body. It's very important for overall metabolic rate, important for your mental clarity. It's also great for heart rate and rhythm. But it's when you get the headaches in the morning, a lot of time it could lead toward hypothyroidism. Hypo means low. And you can go to your physician and they can do a little blood test, figure out what the numbers are, and take a peek at that. But that often can definitely be an indicator that something a little bit more is going on, and that's why the labs will be a good little telltale sign to give, you know, the doctor a clue to see. Hypothyroidism, of course, can cause a host of different issues, but it can be treated very easily, especially if it's caught early. You can really get into it, and a lot of natural things you can do to support thyroid function as well. But that's what I would do. I would go and get a simple test done with your physician, and that's going to make a big, big difference. All right? Thanks for the call. Go to our website, healthcoachradio.com. If you've got questions or you missed something, or I'm talking too fast, you don't have time to write it down, we've got all the information there as well as free downloads that you'll be real great great resources for you all the way around. All right, our food for the day, one of my favorite times. Food's our best medicine. No matter how you cut it, literally, our food can make one of the biggest impacts in our overall health and with our overall life. And so putting the right kind of foods in is so critical, especially now as we kind of go in through, you know, just so much that's happening. Medications, yeah, I just talked to a guy the other day through an email that so I'm taking like 15 different medications in his 60s. It's amazing. And it just gets to a point where you think, okay, can my body even repair? Can I get back to where I was before? Or can I excel? Can I thrive? When I'm in a place like this, can I really go to the next level? Is it possible? And the answer is yes, it is possible. But understanding that you have to make changes and that only you can make it. No one else can make them for you. You have to step up and take responsibility. But this is one of my favorites. Now, a lot of people are going to love this because people get all freaked out and they start eating healthy and all of that. And they think, well, I don't really know if I can eat chocolate. But dark chocolate really, which is our food for the day, by the way, has so many health benefits. It's one of those deals where when you talk about it, it makes me happy because it's so good for you. And it tastes really good. It's got so many great benefits. It's had such a bad rap for so long, but it's loaded with stuff that's just really good for you. So let's get into it. All right, and I don't mean eat a chocolate bar every night. All right, a couple of squares at night after dinner, something like that is really cool. There's nothing wrong with that. So dark chocolate's recently been discovered. Recently, they've known this. To have a number of healthy benefits, while eating dark chocolate can lead to the health benefits described in what we're getting ready to talk about. Chocolate is also high in fat, but again, not that big of a deal. If you're fit and you're exercising and eating well, it won't affect you that much. So it's good for your heart. Studies show that eating a small amount of dark chocolate 2 or 3 times each week can help lower your blood pressure. Dark chocolate improves blood flow and may help the formation of blood clots. Eating dark chocolate may also prevent atherosclerosis, which of course is hardening of the arteries. It's also good for your brain. Chocolate increases the blood flow to the brain as well as to the heart, so it can help improve cognitive function. It's also great at reducing the risk of a stroke. And it raises dopamine levels, which is what makes you feel so good. And it contains several compounds that have a positive effect on your mood with the dopamine levels. It contains phenylethylamine, the same chemical your brain creates when you feel like you're falling in love. And PEA encourages your brain to release endorphins, so eating dark chocolate will make you feel happier. Dark chocolate also contains caffeine, which is a mild stimulant. However, the dark chocolate contains much less caffeine than coffee. Matter of fact, a 1.5-ounce bar of chocolate contains 27 milligrams of caffeine compared to 200 milligrams in an 8-ounce cup of coffee. So it helps control blood sugar, believe that, it really does. And it helps keep your blood vessels really good with your circulation and also protects against type 2 diabetes. The flavonoids in the dark chocolate can help reduce insulin resistance by helping your cells function normally and regain the ability to use your body's insulin efficiently. Dark chocolate also has a low glycemic index, meaning that it won't cause huge spikes in the blood sugar levels. All great to know. Very, very important. Now, it also is full of antioxidants. That's a big one. So the antioxidants with these sorts of things are critical because, again, that's where a lot of the protective health benefits come from. It contains theobromine, which is, of course, shown to harden tooth enamel. It means that dark chocolate, unlike most sweets, lowers your risk of getting cavities if you practice proper dental hygiene. The theobromine is a mild stimulant, although not strong as caffeine. It can, however, suppress coughs. So if you start having a crazy cough episode, think about the dark chocolate. You gotta love it. Things in the cupboard taste so good and they'll be so good for you. The dark chocolate also contains a lot of vitamins and minerals. It has potassium, copper, magnesium, and iron. And the copper and potassium in dark chocolate help prevent against stroke and cardiovascular ailments. And the iron in chocolate protects against the iron deficiency anemia. And the magnesium in the chocolate, of course, helps with the type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. So, a lot of great things going on with the dark, dark chocolate. Good stuff. Let's go to Claire on the phones now. Hi, Claire.
I have a big belly midsection, and I was wondering if it's the insulin that I'm injecting that's causing this.
Well, it can be. I mean, not to say the belly fat's coming from the insulin injections is a little bit of a challenge. I don't know that I would go there. But, however, usually the belly fat's coming from estrogen levels. It can be coming from a little bit of an issue that I have seen with cortisol levels. So your cortisol is produced in the adrenal glands. The more stress you're under, and that can be emotional, physical, whatever kind of stress, the more stress you're under, the more cortisol levels go up. And the more cortisol goes up, the more it becomes a little bit of a challenge around the waistline. But, however, estrogen levels can play a big role too. And with females, that can become a little bit of an issue. So you might want to look into getting a blood test done, which, of course, your physician can do, and look at the different estrogens. There's three of them, estrone, estriol, and estradiol. As you look at those, you'll be able to find exactly what's going on and what the culprit might be. Now, your blood sugar levels are going to be a big issue, too. Don't forget that. So you can't just eat whatever you want, do whatever you want. That's going to play a big role. So you might want to, of course, look at something like an anti-inflammatory diet like we teach here on the show and see if that might be a culprit as well, because your eating habits, especially with type 2 diabetes, is always going to be a challenge. And making sure that you're putting the right foods in to support your body is a huge key. So look at the anti-inflammatory diet. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. And, of course, that can be a real blessing to you as well. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. U.S. teen births, the rates are plummeting right now. Teen birth rates are dropping sharply, they say. And overall, the birth rates among teens aged 15 to 19 dropped by almost a half over the last decade. Pretty amazing. During the time, the rates fell at least 30% in seven states. Arizona and Utah saw about a 35% drop. Brady Hamilton, who's a statistician at the U.S. National Center for Health Statistics and co-author of their report, which was released recently, says all but two states, North Dakota and West Virginia, reported drops of at least 15%. And, of course, the researchers found that's good news, they say, but it shows that there's still much that needs to be done and examined for this. When Hamilton's team looked at the birth rates by ethnicity, it was amazing to see the barrier between Hispanics and the Caucasians. And regardless, they said the progress is good. It's important to realize our rates are still higher than other countries. For instance, a teen birth rate in Japan is 4.9 per 1,000, according to the United Nations data recently. Netherlands, it's 5.3, six times lower than the United States. Albert believes many factors explain the decline in teen birth rates. These rates have been driven down by a magic combination of less sex and more contraception. More teens are delaying sex, he said, persuaded by sex education or parents. That's a cool thing. He says the peer effect plays a role, too. When teens hear that their friends are delaying sex or using birth control, it influences them. So it's also the MTV effect. Programs that depict teen moms show the difficulties of pregnancy and parenthood. And they really do show the challenges of early pregnancy and parenthood, he said. The organizations commissioned surveys looking at this, and they said overwhelming majority says that these shows are sobering. So using media for teaching as an example in these cases are great.
Have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. So many people struggle with weight loss or weight issues all the way around. Gastric bypass is kind of on the rise. I'm not knocking that. I mean, if you've got to go through something like that to get to where you need to be, then that's okay. But creating the new habits, that's the key. 20% is knowing what to do. 80% of it is behavior. And so we want to give you the know-how of what you need to do, but also the behavioral change is key, and that's an ongoing piece that we want to work on for sure. So whatever you're struggling with, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're dealing with losing 10 pounds or 100 pounds. If you've got questions about it, there's a lot of little tricks that you can do to burn those extra calories and to drop the weight, belly fat, as well as overall body size. And it's going to come down to basics. It's simple. You've got to change the way you eat, of course, exercise. But, of course, the hormone issues and vitamin and mineral deficiencies can play a big role as well. We'll get into that in just a few. Going to Mary on the phones now. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I heard on your show that you could buy a vitamin that is probiotic. Is that true?
You can buy a supplement that's a probiotic. Yes.
Yes.
You can. You can. And so you get it in certain foods like fermented vegetables and the fermented dairy products like yogurt and kefir. But, yes, you can buy probiotics in a supplement form. And I actually like that. I think it's a great idea. You want to get everything you can from your foods, of course. But with all the things that we have in our water supply and food supply today, and for the antibiotics that, you know, a lot of people have taken throughout their lives, it's good to always keep probiotics coming in to make sure the good bacterial flora in the gut is healthy and it's where it needs to be. So just a good thought, good rule of thumb, and most everywhere carries them now. Oh, your health food stores, not hard to find. Make sure you get a good quality one, and they'll have different numbers, like billion, 2 billion, 15 billion. Or you know, microorganisms, the actual bacteria, shoot for about 2 billion per capsule. That's a pretty safe bet. And most of the research is based around those. But, yeah, nothing but great things for supporting the bacterial gut flora in your digestive tract. That's a great way to go, okay? Good question. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for whatever your needs are, great or small. If you miss something on the show, don't forget the website. We have all the information there as well. Because, again, a lot of people miss things, and you need to be able to write them down. You can print things. We've got free downloads there at the website. Quote for the day comes from Paul Fix. "There's the only reason some people get lost in thought is because it's unfamiliar territory." Think more. That's what it's all about. Interesting. We've got Sheila, actually, that writes an email in from Florida, and she wants to know what to do with mood swings. Oh, my goodness. It's one of those, it's kind of like when you get asked that, you know, it's kind of like, well, you don't want to be mean about it, but the mood swings are twofold. One is there's definitely some instability going on, okay, as far as chemical instability. And I'm not talking way over on one end of the spectrum with bipolar and where someone needs, you know, a lot of the heavy medications to keep that balance. But when you've got mild mood swings, whether it's hypoglycemia, your blood sugar levels get low, or you've got a little bit of low dopamine in the brain, and so you get kind of crabby and grumpy, you know, there's also some self-control involved that needs to take place, too. And I always encourage people that. And no reason to be angry, no reason to be jumpy, no reason to be snappy with people. It happens. We're human. But really watch that and learn to control your own way of handling things. And then, of course, you can support yourself nutritionally, giving your body everything that you need. So if it's dopamine levels, there'll be one protocol. If it's serotonin levels, there'd be another one. And you know, if you had low GABA levels for anxiety, then there are certain foods that support the body that way. And vice versa, memory with acetylcholine, you've got certain foods that will support the body in that realm as well. So again, it's about giving the body what it needs, when it needs it, in the right way. And when you do that, that's when you can create major change and really take the body to the next level. It's a key. It's a big one. Now, here's the big deal. The location, they're saying now, are big factors for American diets. And it really is. Location seems to be everything, but the dietary patterns they're finding now with such as like the South. Okay, the South has some of the worst eating habits in the country. I grew up in the South. I'm Southern. And I can tell you the fried foods were the last to get it, really. You're just now seeing some mild organic restaurants pop up when they've been out in California for like 20 years already. You're just now seeing kind of the folks over there get on the wagon. But the dietary patterns are definitely different in different regions of the country. And it has to do with sweets, the sugar intake, and the desserts, fried foods. And we're finding that, of course, the different patterns will show the different concentrations of the population in the area that are not doing well physically and with their health. You see more diabetes and more heart disease and cholesterol levels in these areas. And it's because of the diet. And so my heart is that we can continue to educate. Just one person at a time, that's it. That's my goal. If we can just reach one person teaching you something, and then you learn something and you care enough to go tell a family member or a loved one or someone that you really care about, and you teach them something, then you've made an impact in their life. And that's what it's all about. It's about making that impact, and it's about taking them to the next level. And when you start teaching others and you start impacting others, that's where you really notice that health legacy that you can start leaving. Because you don't have to be a doctor to teach somebody. And everybody gets hung up on the title. It's not that valuable. The biggest thing is caring about people and making an impact. But it's another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.